Brothers and sisters, I will now present to you the general authorities, area 70s, and general officers of the church for your sustaining vote. Please express your vote in the usual way wherever you may be. If there are those who oppose any of the proposals set forth, we ask that you contact your stake president. It is proposed that we sustain Russell Marion Nelson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dallin Harris Oaks as first counselor in the First Presidency, and Henry Benyon Eyring as second counselor in the First Presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Dallin H. Oaks as president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and M. Russell Ballard as acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Those in favor, please signify. Any opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the following as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles: M. Russell Ballard, Jeffrey R. Holland, Dieter F. Uchtdorf, David A. Bednar, Quinton L. Cook, D. Todd Christofferson, Neil L. Anderson, Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, Dale G. Renland, Garrett W. Gong, and Ulysses Suarez. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed may so indicate. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the First Presidency and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we release the following as Area 70s: Elders Jorge T. Becerra, Mark S. Bryce, Jeremy R. Yagi, Kelly R. Johnson, Adiyinka A. Ojediron, Moses Villanueva. Those who wish to join us in expressing appreciation for their excellent service, please manifest it. It is proposed that we release with heartfelt gratitude the Young Men General Presidency as follows: Stephen W. Owen as President, Douglas D. Holmes as First Counselor, and M. Joseph Bruff as Second Counselor. All who wish to join us in expressing appreciation to these brethren for their remarkable service, please manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain the following as General Authority 70s: Jorge T. Becerra, Matthew S. Holland, William K. Jackson, Jeremy R. Yagi, Kelly R. Johnson, Tiri K. Matumbo, Adiyinka A. Ojediron, Ciro Schmeil, and Moses Villanueva. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the following as Area 70s: J. D. Anderson, Fa'apito Oapau, Frederick K. Bolly Jr., Kevin W. Birch, John W. Boswell III, J. Francisco Biur, Suchat Chaikana, Matthew R. Clark, L. Guido Cristobal, Edmark R. Dumas, Carlos A. Gabalon, M. Andrew Galt IV, Clark G. Gilbert, Leonard D. Greer, Vladislav Y. Garnastaev, D. Martin Gourley, Richard I. Heaton, Brock C. Hyatt, David H. Huntsman, Norman C. Insong, Daniel Cabasson, Frederico M. Conline, Jeffrey J. Kerr, Yongjun Kwan, David G. LaFrance, Ricardo C. Leitch, Marcelo Loza, Jose G. Manarin, Jeremiah J. Morgan, Mark A. Mortensen, Eduardo F. Ortega, Nathan D. Pace, Michael M. Packer, Omar I. Palacios, Jorge W. Perez, Querido Pohilco, Sergio A. Poncio, Arthur Rascon, Miguel A. Reynoso, Gustavo G. Hezenge, Robert G. Riviola, Tonga J. Sai, Luciano Sancari, Rosendo Santos, Henry Savstrom, J. Matthew Scott, James E. Slaughter, Robert T. Smith, Ricardo A. Spencer, Colin C. Stoffer, David C. Stewart, Jared W. Stone, Arlen M. Tumaliwan, Martin J. Turvey, Jan C. Vega, Paul B. Whippy, Chad R. Wilkinson, and Dow R. Wilson. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, if any. It is proposed that we sustain as the new Young Men General Presidency Stephen J. Lund as President, Ahmed Salim Corbett as First Counselor, and Bradley Ray Wilcox as Second Counselor. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may so signify. It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities, Area 70s, and general officers as presently constituted. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, if any. Again, we invite those who may have opposed any of the proposals to contact their stake presidents. We thank you for your continued faith and prayers in behalf of the leaders of the church. As announced earlier, Kevin R. Jurgensen will now read the church audit report for 2019.